Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome, everyone.
Hi, guys. First of all, welcome to The Sinister and the Sickening. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Sam.
Happy fourth episode?
Yes. Yep. Number four.
Woohoo. And happy spooky month, officially.
Yes. Yay. October 1st, baby.
October 1st. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I've been waiting all year.
Yeah. It's so nice and cool out now, so.
Yeah, thankfully.
Yeah, not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad. How was your week? 2 weeks.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But good. Good. Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. You have had a crazy 2 weeks, too.
I'm like, yes and no.
Yeah.
Mentally, I'm done. I just want to go to bed after work.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot better now.
Yeah.
I started judo again, like I said last time, so I'm feeling a lot better with that, and...
That's good.
Yeah. Just trying to... figured out Thanksgiving's coming up, so
yeah,
planning that and our event, which I'm so excited for.
Yes, we've got tattoo artists, live music, a bunch of vendors.
Tarot.
We're gonna do trivia. Yeah,
costume contest.
Oh yes.
Oh, I can't wait for you guys to see our costumes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's been a good couple weeks. Lots of great feedback from everybody from our podcast. Like, our second one just launched last week.
Yes.
And yeah, really good feedback, really good response. People are enjoying it. It's been great.
Mm-hmm.
Any housekeeping, anything we have to talk about?
Nope, just that the episode after this, episode number 5, will be released a little bit late. We'll just keep everybody kind of up to date on Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. And yeah, we just needed a little bit of time to try and focus on the event and stuff, and I'm going out of town at the end of October, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just gonna delay it by a week or two, but
yeah,
we'll let you know when it's gonna come out.
Yeah, so we appreciate everyone purchasing tickets. So yep. We're having food, we have a bartender. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
so excited. So yeah.
Yes.
All right, so in all honor right. of spooky season, we're not really doing any true crime or paranormal stuff.
No, so, I dropped the ball this week a little bit.
I feel like I did the same. So.
So we're staying on the realm of, I mean, not, people relate all of these things to Halloween,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Whatever witchy stuff.
This episode will be releasing just before Halloween.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So go for it. I'm ready.
Okay. So I'm going to touch on superstitions a little bit, but mostly Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And then we'll, you know, maybe have a discussion about mm-hmm. what all of our superstitions and stuff.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious.
What's that from?
The Office. Oh. I don't even know if I said it right.
I know. But... no, I've heard. Yeah, I've heard something like that before.
I knock over the little table that we're at. Sorry. Oh, God, Michael Scott, you have way to my heart. Okay,
oh,
go.
Okay. Often considered a harbinger of bad luck, Friday the 13th has become one of the most superstitious days of the year, or to some Halloween and horror fanatics, a day to look forward to, especially if it falls in October, which this year it does.
Yay! It's just kind of cool.
Yeah.
Does it, when doing your research, did it say how many times in like a year or whatever that Friday the 13th lands on Friday the 13th? Or the 13th lands on the Friday.
On a Friday? Mm-hmm. So... I didn't see like a specific stat. However, I did read that because of the way that the like Gregorian calendar is laid out,
mm-hmm.
the 13th is more likely to fall on a Friday than any other day.
Oh.
Don't know how that works.
Interesting.
But that is something that I read.
Okay.
So.
And how many times since you've been alive has it landed on in October?
Like, oh,
how many?
Fuck. I don't know.
I guess it's every 7 years, hey? Because I'm trying to think when the last time... I was trying to think of the last time when Friday the 13th happened. In October.
All right. So, the day has become considerably well-known in pop culture, inspiring a film franchise, a novel by Thomas William Lawson, comic books, video games, and more. There's even a name to describe the irrational fear of the date. Parascavidia catriophobia. That took so much effort.
Good job.
Which is a form of triskaidekaphobia, which is a fear of the number 13. In some countries, such as Greece, Italy, and other Spanish-speaking countries, there are other dates which incite the same fear as Friday the 13th holds for Western countries like Canada and mm-hmm. the USA. The The number 13 is considered unlucky for a number of reasons. For example, in the Bible, 13 guests had attended the Last Supper on Maundy Thursday. Is that how you say it? Maundy? I don't know. Monday? I've never read the Bible.
Sure.
I don't know. Anyway. Cool. Including Jesus and his 12 apostles, 13th of whom was Judas, who betrayed Jesus.
Right. I do remember that. I'm not religious, but
no, me neither.
Remember some of that stuff.
I remember that Judas is bad. Didn't.
Sure. No. I don't really know what happens. I shouldn't talk, but I know he betrayed him and but other things. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the following day was Good Friday when Jesus was crucified. And so I think when he had betrayed him, the betrayal was like, it led to his crucifixion.
Oh.
I think.
Please someone correct us if need be. That's all right. I don't know anything really.
Yeah. So it's a long-standing superstition that the number 13 attracts death. Friday was also said to be the day that Cain killed his brother Abel and Eve gave Adam the apple from the tree of knowledge.
I heard about that Eve from a podcast I listened to recently about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I this is the first time hearing of it.
Cool.
Yeah. Fridays were also the days which the Temple of Solomon toppled and Noah's Ark set sail in the Great Flood. Which is, like, nowadays, Friday is always considered, like, the best fucking day.
The best day.
But,
I have a question. Damn. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
That's fine.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Thursdays.
Me too!
I love Thursdays. I love
Thursdays.
Because it's, like, you're so close.
Yes.
You're
born in August, though, right?
Yes.
So, I was reading somewhere that most Sagittariuses, and probably wrong, like Thursday because of that reason as well. We like to plan. Well, especially like I'm like a fireside, but born on a certain time and this and that, which I want to get into astrology one day.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Thursdays are one of our favorite days because we plan ahead. It's, you know, the last day before Friday.
Yeah.
We want to, you know, have fun.
The vibes are immaculate on a Thursday.
Yeah, Thursdays are my favorite day of the week.
Anyways, do you know what day you were born on?
A Saturday.
I was born on a Sunday.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was a Saturday. Yeah.
Mm.
Saturday, November 28th.
Cool.
Just so y'all remember. Wink, wink.
Yeah. People send gifts to you, please.
I like presents. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry. Okay.
The superstition had spread through the Mediterranean by the start of the Christian era. In Norse mythology, the god of mischief, Loki, gatecrashed a banquet consisting of 12 other gods in Valhalla. Hodur, sorry if I mispronounced that, a blind god, was tricked into shooting his brother Baldur, which is the god of light, joy, and goodness, with a mistletoe-tipped arrow, killing him instantaneously.
Hmm.
However, Friday has not always had negative connotations. Friday, which is derived from Old English, means Day of Frigg, which correlates to the Queen of Asgard and powerful goddess Frigg, or Frigga, who's associated with love, marriage, and motherhood. Frigg protected homes and families and could bestow or remove fertility. Therefore, Friday was often considered a lucky day for marriage by Norse and Teutonic people.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
Additionally,
cool.
Pagans had long believed that Friday was associated with the divine feminine.
Okay.
So it's not always...
It's not always bad.
No, I think it's just the combination of the 13.
Yeah.
And like Friday.
Pop culture didn't help, right?
No. So... In 1907, Lawson's Friday the 13th novel brought the superstition to the forefront of pop culture.
Right, okay.
The book had told the story of a broker who had taken advantage of the date's superstitions and deliberately crashed the stock market for his own gain. Then, in the 1980s, horror fans' beloved Jason Voorhees was created, therefore bringing to life Friday the 13th, the ever-popular movie franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people think that Friday the 13th holds the same kind of level of superstition as, like, walking under a ladder.
Oh, wow.
Black cats, opening an umbrella indoors, and more. I mean, there's a whole phobia of it.
Of Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't feel that way.
Me either. I just...
I think it's fun. Like, I'm always excited because I'm like, woohoo, but I don't know why.
Yeah. I think we were just taught that, like, Friday the 13th is, like, that day that you... I was never taught to be superstitious about it, but...
No, me neither. And I don't think I... When I had first kind of started hearing, like, oh, it's Friday the 13th, blah, blah, blah. You know, people would say it in kind of a spooky, like, ooh, it's going to be Friday the 13th. Like, but they never
said why.
Yeah, they never were, like, actually scared of it, yeah. I don't think.
Yeah. You know? I never thought of it as a superstition. Like, black cats, you know, yeah. walking on someone's grave, walking on a crack, those are all superstitions. Yeah. Friday the 13th, I think it was just, like, kind of almost like pre-Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to be careful and, like... Like, the veil between Earth and other dimensions are a little bit more open.
Oh,
like, that's the thing on Halloween, okay. right? Like, yeah. the veil. And that's why a lot of people... I want to look more into that, but I want to say it's paganism, but I think that's wrong. Anyways, the veil between the dimensions are so thin
right.
that that's why, like,
oh.
demons and blah, 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 and all that stuff. I am so sorry. I'm totally butchering it. So I'm wondering if... I always thought of it as, like, a pre-Halloween
oh, kind of thing. Okay.
That's... I just yammered on.
That's cool, though.
But yeah. Yeah, that's what Halloween is. Like, we should do some side research. Like, Halloween is, like, if we do, like, back in, I don't even know when.
But, yeah.
You know, that's when, like, spooky shit happens. That's why, like...
Well, some countries don't even celebrate Halloween because they find it, like, a negative...
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Holiday or whatever.
Yeah. I have to fight with my stepdaughter about that. I'm like, she gets a holiday. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not a holiday, you guys. It's like Valentine's Day. It's not a holiday. It's a fucking...
Celebration.
It's a celebration. Yeah. yeah. And like, we were always taught like candy and stuff like that. But as a grown-up and now listening to lots of podcasts and talking to people and reading, it's like more, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So Halloween's really neat. So
it's my favorite holiday, quote-unquote. But yeah, I think I just get excited about... Just the vibes.
I like fall for the vibes, but yeah, I know what you mean. I've never really been, like, as a kid growing up, Halloween was huge, of course. My mom decorated, we did things, and now as an adult, I'm
but
like,
as a Canadian kid, it would always be, like, the worst. You'd have the costumes, but then gotta wear your snowsuit underneath. Gotta wear your
snowsuit, like, over top a lot of the times, and then people are like, oh, what are you? And you're like, unzip. You're like, I'm a whatever.
Yeah.
And then zip back up. But I think... That only happened, like, maybe 4 times growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times it was just, like, wear a hoodie underneath your costume. Like, we would buy, like, my mom made a lot of ours.
Yeah.
But if we went out and bought a costume, she was like, get a size up so you can wear a hoodie underneath it just in case. And then she's like, if it's warm out, we can just pin it.
Yeah,
and
true.
I do remember a couple times wearing, like, a dress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But a few times it was like, yep, wear your winter coat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Northern BC kid.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But yeah, back to like even just the number 13. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is what has more of a negative like connotation to it than
it's unlucky.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, like people don't put like 13th floors on.
Yeah, in the hotels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
13 doors.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of hotels do 13 doors or have the number 13.
So is that just because they don't want people complaining about like, oh, I'm on the 13th floor or something?
I don't know.
Like,
there is something, and I can't remember. I know in, and correct me if I'm wrong, my friend who's from China, she says a lot of that has to do with, because 13 is a very, is it unlucky in China? Oh, no, I'm confused. Oh, God. But I know that there's lots of shit that used to happen.
Yeah.
I want to do more research on that on hotels and stuff like that. But
all I know is buildings. It's Taylor Swift's lucky number.
I was going to say that.
So that's all that matters to me.
Oh, does it? Oh, okay.
To shit talk Taylor Swift.
No, I was like...
Don't even.
No, I was going to say, like, except for Swiftie fans and Swift, her lucky number is 13.
Yeah.
But I think it's because she's trying to...
Wasn't she born on the 13th?
I don't fucking know.
I'm a bad Swiftie. I'm a fake fan.
I like her music, but I'm not gonna... Yeah, I don't...
Why is Taylor Swift...
She's Googling it right now.
Lucky number 13. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was right. December 13th.
Oh, okay.
I knew she was a Sagittarius. Like, all of the pop queens are Sagittariuses, pretty much. Cool. Yeah.
I'm not a pop queen. What the fuck?
Someone get Caitlin a recording deal now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anyway.
Like, I don't even know, because I'm not superstitious anymore.
Yeah.
As a kid, it was fun to be superstitious. Actually, I don't open umbrellas inside, mostly because it's rude.
Yeah, I don't do it because that just feels like...
It feels weird.
Like, why do you I don't do it because I feel like it's bad luck.
Yeah.
I don't do it because it's just like, why would I?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to get it all drippy everywhere. It's going to shoot water or something. If you just used it.
Mm-hmm. like...
It feels like not the appropriate space.
I agree with you with that, yeah.
Yeah. I do definitely, like, knock on wood mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
I knock on wood.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that.
I mean, I think I don't... Yeah. I guess I do it a lot.
What, knock on wood?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, for me, it's just, like, a...
I think it's just, like, knock on wood. Yeah. Like, you know, you go, but then sometimes I'm like, okay, I didn't knock on wood. Maybe I have to do it.
I'm trying to think. Like, I grew up with black cats, so, like, yeah, that was
a big deal. I love black cats.
Yeah, me too.
They're always so nice.
I know. My black cat was amazing. We used to, you know, step on a crack, break your mother's back.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm trying to think, like, we should have researched, like, because there's a way to, like, you have to, like, spit and then turn around, like, three times to, like, uncurse yourself or whatever. And I can't remember what, but there's a whole bunch of, like, going under bridges. You have to, like, hold your breath.
Oh, yes.
Or going by, like, a graveyard.
Yes, I was just going to say that.
You have to, like, raise your hands. I think I got them mixed up.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else there is.
I know we would always hold our breath going past the graveyard.
The cemetery graveyard, yeah.
I had always thought because our cemetery is by the, like, sewage treatment. So I had just always thought, like, that's what, because it was stinky, not because it was like a.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I just found out that we had a sewage treatment plant here, like, 3 weeks ago now. I had no idea.
You probably aren't up in that area very often to, like, smell it and be like, ooh, what is that?
We went over to that little ice cream place. Yeah. And I was like, what is that smell? My boyfriend told me. I was like, we have one of those?
He's yeah.
like, every city, like, does. I'm like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's, whoops.
It's raunchy.
It's yeah, it's not raunchy. Good. Trying to think what else. There's so many. We should look up some.
Yeah.
Like, while I tell my story, look up some more superstition. Yeah. I can't remember what else.
Well, we can.
Are we going to do it now? Okay,
so back to, like, different superstitions and stuff. I was just reading through this list, and then I remembered that my stepmom, like, I guess it's the beginning of every month.
Okay.
And you have to say rabbits, rabbits to someone first.
I know that one.
Yeah, and then it brings you, like, good luck or whatever.
I just say it to myself.
Oh.
Yeah, I've read that in.
She says it to... You know, like, my dad or something or whatever. And then, like, beats him to the punch kind of thing.
I say it to myself. You want to know where I read that from?
Where?
The Babysitter's Club's books.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was reading, like, Babysitter Little Sister. So it's, like, the story of Karen.
Yeah.
The youngest or whatever. And I was reading that. And that's where I got it from. Like, when I was, like, 9 or 10. So when I remember, I'm like, oh, yeah, rabbit, rabbit. And I just say it to myself.
Funny. That's so funny. Yeah, I was just thinking about that as I was reading this list.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So.
And what does that mean? Just to bring it, like.
I think, it just is supposed to bring good luck.
Cool.
Yeah. So, some other ones, like walking under a ladder.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Yeah. I feel like I heard about that, too, on, like, Winnie the Pooh or something. Oh, okay. I feel like there was, like.
Probably rabbit.
Yeah, and then, like. Yeah, someone was walking under a ladder, and then they're like, that's bad luck. Throwing salt over your shoulder, do you do that?
If I spill it, I will do it. Yeah.
What else do we got on here? Broken mirrors, do you think those are bad luck?
Yes. If you look into a broken mirror, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. I do believe in a lot of superstitions.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever looked into a broken mirror. The step on a crack, break your mother's back. Totally, like, as a kid, but it was more so, like, a game.
Yeah.
You know, like, trying to, like, hop over, like, at the mall, like, with the tiles. Yeah. Like, try not to step
on
it. But,
those are not even cracks. Those are intentional, right?
Yeah.
So, I know, we used to play that, too.
Yeah. What else do we got? Lucky pennies and horseshoes.
Oh, yep. Horseshoes, if they're upright, and they're nailed to your wall, they need to be upright so that and all the luck stays in there.
Oh.
And then if they get turned over, all the luck spills out. Oh. So I'm pretty sure at my cabin. I'm pretty sure at my dad's uncle's cabin, they had a horseshoe above the door.
Oh, yeah I have seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. Like crossing your fingers.
Yeah, okay. I didn't realize that was a superstition either.
Apparently chewing gum at night is a superstition in Turkey.
Oh. Why?
Ew.
Oh
my God. Okay, I'm just going to read what this article says. Have you ever had an irrational fear of accidentally consuming dead flesh? Well, in Turkey, it's thought that after dark, chewing gum is magically transformed, like the Mogwai in the movie Gremlins, who turn into their titular monsters if they eat after midnight.
Oh my god.
Into the flesh of the dead.
So, if you're in Turkey and after dark you're chewing gum, that turns into the flesh of the dead?
Supposedly.
Oh my god.
That's like a super... Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh,
not
my.
What I expected to read
no,
there.
Ew.
In China, the number 4...
is bad luck?
Is... Yeah.
Does it say anything about 13? Because I can't remember if it was good luck in 13.
It says, as we've seen with numbers like 13 and 7, numbers are frequently assigned different magical significance or status depending on the culture in question. For the Chinese, the number 4 is a no-no due to the similarity in its pronunciation in Chinese to the word for death.
Yes, I remember hearing about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe they're the country that has 13 floors in their buildings and stuff like that because they don't relate to the 13 being bad.
Right.
I think that's where I was coming from.
Yeah.
Again, people nicely correct us if we're wrong.
Yeah. The evil eye.
That's cool. Yeah, I know about the evil eye. That's actually supposed to be...
good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember actually when I was younger, I had a neighbor who had gone to, like... another child neighbor who had gone with their family. Not
yeah.
It would sound creepy if I continue my story.
Yeah.
She had brought me back a gift when they had gone to like Greece or something like that, somewhere in the Mediterranean. And it was like an evil eye bracelet. I wore it all the time because she said it was like super good luck and stuff. And then I broke it.
Aww.
Or lost it or something.
Oh, dang.
That was very sad.
I bet.
That might have been some bad luck.
Ooh, sorry, I can't stop yawning.
Tucking thumbs inside of a cemetery.
Where's that from?
Japan. It says, like, the fear of the word four in China, hinging on the similarity in its pronunciation to the Chinese word for death, the Japanese similarly tuck in their thumbs when in a cemetery visiting the graves of dead relatives.
Like that?
Yeah, like,
making
a fist with your thumb inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought, like, into the ground. I was like, what?
No. In Russia, giving yellow flowers is seen as problematic as they are thought to represent infidelity, separation, or death.
Okay.
That's odd.
Or like yellow flowers. I think that's like one of my favorite, like yellow roses and stuff.
In South America, if you happen to be on a cleaning spree, you want to steer clear of brooms. People believe that if your feet are swept over by a broom... you'll remain single for the rest of your life.
I've heard that.
But the curse can be broken if you immediately spit on the broom.
All right. I've heard about that one, touching your feet. Yeah. Where was that from again? Sorry?
South America.
South America, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Interesting,
yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah, it is cool to hear about all the different. But that almost makes me feel like. Like, I think that's why maybe I'm not superstitious, because all of these other places. Have different superstitions.
Yeah.
And
depending on your culture and your country and stuff like that.
Yeah. So not to be offensive, but also like, you know, how real can they be, right? Right.
That's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. I like that kind of stuff, like researching like different things, like my story. I'm so much information on it. Like I don't even touch barely any of it, and it's really cool. But like I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like I will sit at home sometimes and just like if I'm watching a movie, for instance, and like I just Google what's going on, check Wiki and all that stuff. So very interesting.
Yes.
Okay, so cool. This kind of ties into my story.
Nice.
But not so much superstition, just more of like I don't even know what the word would be. Almost spiritual.
Yeah.
Oh, my laptop turned off.
Oh.
I should just put it on my phone, but I like the laptop.
Feels professional.
It feels professional, and I can make it big so I can read, because I'm blind.
Okay. You could be like my mom and have it like...
like 20 font.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about tarot cards today.
Yes. Cool.
Which is super cool. So please forgive me, folks. I have never had a proper tarot card reading. I'm very interested in it as I'm like continuing looking into the research and stuff like that. And I'm very excited for our 2 tarot cards to come to our event. So have you ever had your cards read?
No, I have not.
But you own a deck.
I do own a deck that was gifted to me.
And yeah. Yes, that was one of the notes, was your first deck should be gifted to you.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure why. I think it's just supposed to help bring like enlightenment and yeah. all that kind of stuff. But did you know that it used to be a game?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Cool, hey? So I didn't know. I thought it was all like spiritual, divination, paranormal, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it actually used to be a game. Mm. And it was invented in the 1400s to early 1500s.
Oh, wow. That's mm-hmm. a long time ago.
Yeah. So tarot started out as a card game named Tarocchi in northern Italy.
Oh.
Like I said, in the late 1400s to early 1500s. It was made for the upper class, so the wealthy family and nobles.
Mm, okay.
Also, just, sorry, side note, I was very much inspired by Christine and Em from their podcast. They had like a little side podcast called The Rituals.
Oh, okay.
The Rituals. So I got some information from them. So they're amazing. But I listened to their like 50 episodes or something. And I've listened to the tarot like 4 times now.
Oh my
One
gosh.
For research and like other times just because I really wanted to learn about
yeah.
more of tarot. I don't think I could be a tarot card reader. But I want my cards read. And
yeah.
I think it's so cool how it's like transformed over the years.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so I got some information from them and I got inspired from them. So this cool. took me like 3 days of research. It's crazy. There's so much information. It is so crazy. And you have to know where to look. Okay. So started out as a game. Like I said, it seemed complicated. Like I tried to look at the rules. Mm. I don't understand the fucking like what it means. with lots of rules and it different variations depending on the country and the regions that you're in.
Oh.
And there's no historical evidence of any significant use of tarot cards for divination until the late 1800s.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure from my research, France is one of the major, like they still play this game. Italy, not so much anymore.
Okay.
Which is really neat. So just from my research, don't quote me, apparently tarot is similar to that game MASH that we used to play.
Oh my god.
Match an apartment.
Yeah.
Shack and house. So it was a kind of like a fortune teller, kind of like a game. Like you'd, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know too, like there's little information about it, but yeah. I tried to look on how to read it and I didn't get it. I was like, I'm not putting these in my notes if I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, fair enough.
But the decks are beautiful. It's really cool. The history is really neat about it. So the earliest tarot decks were hand-painted.
Oh.
Very expensive. And they were inspired by costumes and carnival folks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They couldn't mass-produce until the printing press was invented. And then it was later expanded to France and Switzerland during the Italian Wars.
Mm.
So the original... Do you know what the original 4 suits were?
No, I don't think so.
So they have cups and swords. But okay. Do you know the other two?
No.
No. There's coins.
Okay.
And polo sticks.
Oh my god.
So
okay.
I don't know why polo sticks, but I guess because it was a sport that they played, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But now there's still cups and swords, but then from my understanding, coins turn to pentacles.
Oh.
And polo sticks turn to wands.
Okay, yeah.
So, and those are the now the 4 suits, and those are part of the minor arcana.
Okay.
From my understanding, a lot of this was, like, kind of religious, so a lot of it has changed.
Okay.
To right. represent.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Which is really neat, too. And like I said, this is, like, I feel like it's a short story. In the late 1700s, in southern France, Jean-Baptiste Elliot published the first guide of tarot card reading and using the cards for divination.
Cool.
Do you know what divination means?
You know, Harry Potter made me think I do, but explain it again.
What did they do in Harry Potter? Oh.
They had like a whole like divination class.
Yeah, with the crystal ball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
and like reading like the tea leaves
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah, okay. So this just mostly from my understanding, is just like connecting to your higher self.
Okay.
And like self-reflection and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I guess yeah
that
in
makes
Harry
sense.
Potter, that was pretty like tea reading.
Yeah.
Was what it was. So that is when it turned into more of divination.
Okay.
And all that kind of stuff. And then so he published under the pseudonym, oh god, Itia, which was his name backwards.
Oh, okay.
Itella, I don't know. Itia? I should have looked it up. So he published his ideas of the correspondence between tarot, astrology, the four elements, so earth, wind, fire, and four humors, which... And in 1798, he published his own deck.
Okay.
Which differed from the classic tarot cards, and this was used for supernatural use.
Oh.
And prediction and more of divination and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this is what we see today. More of today. We don't really see the card game from Northern Italy. We see this divination of self-reflection and everything. So there's 78 cards.
Okay.
Major and minor arcanas. And that word, arcana, just means mysteries.
Oh.
I'll get more into that in a second. So he came up with his own meaning of each card and how to lay the cards out.
Okay, right.
And so whether it's forwards, backwards... Mm-hmm. To you, towards you, to the tarot card reader. I have no fucking idea because I've never had my cards read. I probably should have had my cards read before doing this. So this is actually what some tarot card readers still use today.
Okay.
And they still read into if it's forwards facing you, forwards facing the tarot card readers. And so the layout, the spread, there's like actually different, I think there's four different types of spreads that you can use.
Right.
I think up to 8 cards can be laid out, but there's like different spreads on what they mean.
Okay.
And I meant to pull those up to like show you, but I'm really excited to like learn more. I'm so excited.
Yes.
So for the major arcana, like I said, I mean, arcana means mysteries. There's 22 cards and they tend to deal with big life events. So okay. For example, relationships, career, love.
Okay.
And then there's minor arcana, which is kind of like sub information, but like, it just is smaller secrets of the everyday life.
Okay.
So the major arcana is symbolic meanings focus on the material world, intuitive mind, and the realm of change.
Okay.
So for instance, there's 22 cards, and they have cards like the Fool, the Magician, the Chariot, the High Priestess, and they're numbered from 0 to 21. And then there's also the Death card. The Death card?
Yes. But it's a good thing, right? Like transformative?
I think so. It doesn't necessarily mean death.
Like, isn't the Tower card the bad one?
I actually have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's the one you do not want to get pulled. Okay. That's like
the negative one?
You're done.
You probably know more about tarot than me. I didn't read anything about the tarot card. I wanted to get into what all the meanings were, but I just didn't have time. And
there's a lot.
There's a lot. There's 78 freaking cards.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot. And like... You pull some of these out, and then you get some of the minor ones, and, like, they actually tell a story, which is really neat. So the Death card does not always mean death. It could mean, like, a rebirth of your life.
Yeah.
It could mean, like, positive things.
Yes.
There's a few other ones. So from my understanding, the High Priestess was something else, and it was turned into the High Priestess. I can't remember what it was. Mm. So, like, a lot of this has changed. This pretty much what we see now is... stay the same since like the 1900s.
Okay.
The minor arcana cards, there's 56.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they're named minor doesn't mean that they're any less significant than the major arcana cards.
Right.
These are just, like I said earlier, the insight of your day-to-day life, daily life. They typically have temporary influence. So that is, they can represent an energy that is moving through you about your life right now.
Okay.
So it can easily be changed depending on the actions you take. These suits include wands, suit of wands, suit of cups, suit of swords, and suit of pentacles, and they're all numbered per suit too.
Okay.
Each of the four suits focuses on a theme. So sword cards generally indicate conflict or moral issues. Cups reflect matters of emotion and relationships. Coins focus on material aspects of life, such as finance and security, and wants represent things like jobs, ambition, and activity. Any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel like this is more than I...
Yeah. This is more than I thought.
Well, it's more than I, like, knew already, I think.
Right?
Like, I know some weird, like, random things about it.
Okay.
But...
Yeah. It's I think it's one of those things where you can continue to learn about it.
Yeah.
And you have to be really insightful and... really want to learn about it.
Yeah,
I do remember my sister getting tarot cards. I think we were in high school, and I was like, "What are you doing? Like, that's so bad." Like, I had such a negative...
like a Ouija board.
Like, we'll never own one of those. But I thought it was such a bad thing. Yeah.
I think like Hasbro makes them.
They make them now. Yeah. I wanted to do research on the Ouija board, but I ran out of time. But yeah, there's a whole nother story on that.
Yeah.
But I thought there was such a negative connotation about tarot cards. And there's not.
No.
There really isn't. But she had a guide and she was reading about it and stuff like that. And then I actually asked her if she had hers and she said no, she got rid of them.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
I think they like ripped. I mean, we're 35. She got them probably like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cool. So, okay. So Arthur Edward Waite and Pamela Coleman published the new tarot decks. Pamela was the illustrator. And now some shitty things is, have you heard of the Rider-Waite cards?
I don't know.
Those are what we see nowadays in publication. Most popular.
Okay.
The Rider Company.
Oh, yeah.
So Pamela was the illustrator for these cards. So she made these. And apparently there's only like 5 left in the world.
Hmm.
So she helped illustrate and decorate and paint and everything. So her name is not even on the cards.
Hmm.
So, of course, you know, they booted the female out.
And, yeah.
Yeah, which is bullshit. But she gets her redemption, don't worry.
Okay.
So they were both members of the Hermetic Order of the Dawn. Golden Dawn, pardon me. And these were published by the Rider Company in 1909. All decks until 1939 had a small guide on how to use the tarot by Mr. Waite, providing an overview of traditions, history of the cards, texts, and interpretations, and then a description of their symbols. So he kind of took it and made it into, like, more publicized, more...
Right.
He could get it out there and stuff like that. But he still... they still kept the divination aspect and everything on it.
Right.
So in 2009, the U.S. Game System published a commemorative deck titled the Smith-Waite Centennial Deck.
Oh.
Yeah, as part of the Pamela Coleman Smith commemorative set celebrating the 100th anniversary. So 100 years ago. Damn. So a lot of tarot card readers, they actually call it the Smith deck because they want to... You know,
yeah,
take the men's names off.
Yeah,
because she got booted out.
Revenge.
There's more information about it, but yeah, she did all this work. She hand painted these.
Yeah,
got inspired to do these, and she got, you know, her name was on them. So a lot of tarot readers, they call them either the Smith Rider or just the Smith deck.
Yeah.
Not Smith Rider. Pardon me, the Smith Waite deck. So now new modernized decks are more empowered towards the LGBTQ community, the POC community, and a lot of the other marginalized communities.
Right.
So I was looking up some on Etsy. I was like, ooh, I'll buy like a deck for myself.
Yeah.
And they're so cool. A lot of these people are so talented. They hand do their own. So now they have designs that are hand designed with more people of color, more feminist, more empowering.
Yeah.
And a lot of the readers use tarot to help heal their clients.
Oh.
So just a little bit more healing, helpful.
Yeah.
More guidance, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, which is really neat. It's crazy. Like, there's so much information. Like, yeah. I'm going to pull up something right now. So, in 2019, I want to say, there's a deck that got published called a Neo Tarot. Oh. And it's more about self-care and healing. And I wish I did more information on her. I'm pretty sure it's a her. They. Them. Sorry. And it's got more POC in there.
Cool.
A little bit more towards our lives and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But in 2020, so during the pandemic, the tarot deck purchases went up like 30%.
Oh, wow.
Because I think a lot of people were, or is it 20%? We're trying to, you know, either wanting to learn more about it, needed something to do, that kind of stuff. And, yeah, which is really neat. And this Neo Tarot, I'm going to do some more research on her, on them, because there's so much information, and I'm pretty sure they, like, donate money, and they still use a little bit of the Rider-Waite kind of style, but they add their own.
Yeah.
Their own designs to it.
Cool.
I'm pretty sure. So, yeah. Like, see, they're just so pretty. Jericho Mandibur. I'm pretty sure that design them. Self-care, healing, and empowerment. Like, just so cool. So
yeah.
I'm going to save up and I want to buy myself one after I get my own deck from somebody else. Wink, yeah. Wink. But yeah, no, it's just like they're doing really good for the community. They're really representing, you know, everybody. Nice. Being really inclusive, cool. Which I totally yeah, awesome. Appreciate. I mostly wanted to do more history about it, about tarot. Unfortunately, Pamela kind of got, you know, screwed over. But now, you know, they're trying to use it for good and they're trying to, yeah. you know, help people. And I think, like, when I get my tarot read, I think I'm going to take it and, like, really try to use it for, to help myself and my mental yeah. health and stuff like that. So, okay, so we are going to, I'm just going to walk, like, step by step on how to actually do a tarot reading.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I got this from Biddy Tarot and it's just, like, 1 through 7. And, like, what to kind of expect and how you should, like, go into it. I won't get into too much detail because it's, like, paragraphs. So step one, you want to create the space. So if you're reading it for yourself or for somebody else, you want to have a nice, calm environment. Be, I don't even know, calm, open-minded, that kind of stuff. You want to shuffle the cards. You want to touch them. Like, if you're doing them yourself to yourself, because you can. Mm-hmm. You can read them for yourself. You want to make sure that you're in the right headspace. Find an area, light your candle, get your drinks, whatever.
Okay.
You want to touch the cards, shuffle them, and then you will split the deck and then you can go. The second one is get to the heart of the question. So for with a clear mind, you can ask yourself what you really need to know right now.
Right.
I think it's a very, not a yes-no
yeah.
answer kind of thing. I'm just reading this off their website. So, for example, you might be feeling a lack of connection in your relationship with your partner. So you might want to ask, what do I need to know about my relationship right now? So if you're having issues at work or your dogs are being a pain in the butt, whatever, your kids. Yeah. So,
okay.
So you don't want to have it like a yes or no question. Like, do we need to break up?
Yeah.
Or do I need to quit my job? Yeah. Or whatever.
You want it to be open enough that,
yeah,
you know, you can interpret things the way, like, you're supposed to. And
exactly.
Stuff.
So the tarot reader will lay out these cards, spread them out, and you're kind of supposed to take it and interpret yourself in a sense, and they help guide you.
Right.
And like I said earlier, it tells a story, which is really neat. I cannot wait. Like I said, I cannot wait to have my own. And then you want to choose the type of layout that you want, and they'll walk through it. So, like, for instance, there's a 3-card tarot spread. So there's past, present, future, situation, action, outcome, or option A, option B, and how to choose. So mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay.
I think the highest is 8. So there's, like, a guide. Yeah. So then you shuffle, lay out your cards, read the cards, and tell the story. So you get to go through each card from left to right and interpret what it means for you.
Cool.
And then you answer your question. So you go back to your original question and answer it based on what you've explored within the cards.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And then I think there's one left. And then reflect. So write some notes, write in your journal, sit and relax, maybe meditate.
Yeah.
And just reflect on everything. And then hopefully it's not like going to change your future, but you kind of want it to guide your future.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Kind of understand it. Yeah. So now I'm so happy I learned more about it and like I
yeah.
can kind of understand a little bit more.
Yeah.
So it's really cool. I thought it was neat.
Yeah.
Em and Christine, love y'all. They did a quiz. I don't know where they got it from, but they wanted to know what kind of major arcana they were.
Okay.
And so I did one for myself, and
yes.
you're going to do one.
Yeah.
Live on this. But I already did one, and I was just inspired with them. I was like, how cool. I like doing that kind of shit, like personality
yeah.
tests and stuff.
Yes, me too.
And so
we could just do that at the end instead of a game every single time.
I know, yeah, right?
Every we'll find time. Out what
yeah.
cocktail we are.
Oh my God, that would be fun. I do have a game in mind, but we don't have to play it, but I think it kind of ties in.
Okay, tell me about it after.
I'll tell it after. So I'm going to tell you what my major arcana is.
Okay.
And then I'm going to let you do the quiz. And
okay,
then you'll
cool.
tell us. So mine is strength.
Strength. Oh.
Yeah. So the questions were pretty much yes, no, maybe kind of stuff.
Okay.
So it's number 8, sometimes number 11. Courage, patience, motivation. It was really cool because I was reading it. I was like, meh. And then the last two sentences, I was like, oh, shit. All right. So courage, patience, motivation, vitality, self-doubt, control. I do have a lot of self-doubt, but I control
yeah.
it pretty easily. You're likely a confident, enduring person. You may be very likely to make decisions based on instinct and passion. However, you may also be experiencing a loss of confidence or becoming too dependent on others. Make sure you're to balance your mind and heart. And those last, I was like, what? Because I am losing a little bit of confidence with some stuff that's going on in my life.
Yeah.
I am becoming a little dependent on a few people that I never really depended on. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty, like, spot on.
Yeah.
And I was expecting, like, something cool, like the Fool or the Moon or something neat. But this is great. Like, this is nice to hear. Cool. So it's, I don't know, just like the last sentence, I may be experiencing a loss of confidence or becoming too dependent on others. Yeah. And both of those are true. And I'm like, holy shit. Yeah. I know what the situation is. You know a little bit too, but yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that was the end of my notes.
Okay. So are you just going to ask me the questions? I'll answer. You'll put my answers
sure,
in.
Sure. I then can do that.
It'll be a big surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
So I put your name in and I just found this off of youquiz.com.
Oh.
And I just Googled classic. One. I was like, great. Okay. So first question. Do you dislike change? Yes. Impartial or no?
I would say it depends on the situation. So put yes.
So you do dislike change?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you follow your heart or your head more?
My head.
Your head. Do you prefer to be alone or with others?
I guess alone.
Yeah, that was a hard one for me because I was like, I like doing both.
I know. It depends on the situation.
Yeah. Are you more often happy or sad? Happy, sad, or both equal?
Both equal.
Me too. Do you believe in fate?
Yes.
Aw. I said no. Do you have a lot of goals or things you wish to achieve? Yes or no?
No.
No?
I think this ties into the fate thing. I think things have a way of working themselves out.
Sure, yeah. That sounded so vague, but yeah, no, I agree. Okay, this is a long list. Which of these is most important to you?
Okay.
Second chances, love, morals, inner peace, success, compassion, power, or knowledge?
Inner peace.
Inner peace. Okay, another long one. Okay, pick something astrological. Astrological. Okay.
Astrological.
Thank you, astrology. Okay, pick something, your favorite or one you most identify with. So there's Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Sun, Aquarius, Gemini, Taurus, Pluto, Aries, Moon, Uranus, Neptune, Mars, Jupiter, Mercury, Venus, Saturn, Pisces.
So I just pick
which one that you your favorite or you identify most with. Like, what's your sun? You're Leo, right?
I'm a Leo sun and a Capricorn rising and a Cancer moon.
I have no idea what I'm in those. I just picked my astrological sign. I freaking love being a Sagittarius, so. Like, what's your favorite planet? Like, that's the hole I went off of because I don't know what my moon rising and stuff is.
Yeah, I do love the moon.
Do you want me to pick that one?
Sure.
Perfect.
It's all about me. I'm a Leo, remember?
That's true. Are you optimistic or pessimistic?
Ooh, pessimistic.
Really?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't picture you that. You're very logical. Pick an answer. I don't know why. It was just yes, maybe, or no.
Maybe.
That's what I chose too. I was like, what answer?
I don't trust it.
Right? Do you have a lot of friends?
It depends. Close friends or friends?
I chose like,
because I don't have a lot of close friends.
So you have
but
like
I would
a lot
say
of
that I have a lot of people who I,
that's how I
feel that we are
friends. I picked no because of that, because I think
I would say probably no, I guess. Yeah. I have like four really, really good friends.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like,
no, I get that. What element do you feel most drawn to? Earth, fire, water, or air?
Fire, I guess.
Nice. And one more. Which of these do you fear the most? Oh god. Being too depressed or sad to enjoy life, not getting closure, getting tricked, misinterpreting something, losing control, being taken advantage of, ethics, losing your sense of self or security, making sacrifices, prolonged or delayed but inevitable suffering, oh god, the world or yourself becoming too imbalanced, becoming too dependent on something, or isolation or loneliness.
ethics and morality being ignored.
Oh, okay. If I see it very logical, I picked the suffering one. All right. You are the Hierophant.
What the fuck?
What is this? Okay. Number 5, tradition, intelligence, community, guidance, study, questioning, rejection. You are likely someone who enjoys learning and tends to follow the rules.
I do follow the rules. You do. I'm terrible. It, like, I can't. I noticed.
Okay. There may be an important organization in your life. Remember not to overwork yourself and isolate yourself from others and reevaluate your position, whether it be one of authority or submission. That is, like, pretty spot on, hey?
I hate it. Get it out of here.
That's cool, hey?
Yeah, that's cool.
Awesome. Okay. That's it for tarot.
Sweet.
Okay.
That was fun.
That was fun, hey? Cool. Any questions? Anything that you want to add to that?
I don't think so. That was cool. I feel like I learned a lot. Sweet. I don't know. I'll have to get my cards read sometime.
I know. I can't.
Oh, right. You're doing.
Okay. I'm going to do this game. I'm so excited for it, too. Today's a good episode. Okay. So we're going to play MASH.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Okay. I haven't played this since I was probably 15.
I think it's been a lot longer since I've played it. Well, yeah. Like, I was younger probably when I played it.
Apparently this was similar to Taroki.
Yeah.
From my understanding. I thought just to end it like this. So MASH is mansion, apartment, shack, house.
Yes. Okay.
So essentially what we're going to do is you list your categories, life partner, number of jobs, number of kids, the job, salary, car, and where you live.
Right. Okay.
So you list 4 or 5 options for each category. We'll do four each.
Sure.
4 of each category. And we'll probably just only have time to do one person, so I'm just going to do it on you.
Okay.
So your partner.
I think you should just list them for me and let it decide my fate.
Okay. So Parker will be number 2.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm
allowed to. I thought you were going to be like celebrities and stuff.
Oh, well, I'll put some celebrities on there. Who's Joe Jonas?
How dare you, of all the people?
That was the first person that came to my mind.
I'm so sorry, Sophie.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to start over again.
Okay.
Should we do Halloween-based?
Sure.
Serial killers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like horror movie characters or something. Or not serial killers.
I meant Halloween, whatever. Okay, we'll do horror characters. So,
okay. You might have to just Google some.
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jack the Ripper.
That's not a horror movie.
Well,
that's a real guy who killed real people.
Fuck. I know more about true crime serial killers than I do know about horror movies. Okay, this was a bad idea. Okay. Let's just mix it up. Okay, we'll do Jason Voorhees is his name?
Yeah, I feel like you could have kept Joe Jonas on there. He's kind of a villain, too.
Is he? I don't know what's going on with that. I don't give a shit. I know they're divorcing. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, but I don't. What about some Disney princes? Who do you like for Disney? Prince Eric?
Is that Ariel?
Yeah, I'm going to do Prince Eric.
You're really switching it up here.
I am. I'm mixing it up because you know what? Who know you're gonna fucking get?
Okay, so a Disney character, a horror movie person. You should put like It or something for the horror movie instead of Jason. And then we'll do like a celebrity.
A clown?
Yeah.
Like... Instead of Jason?
And then do like an actual celebrity. And then like
who
a...
Who do you like right now?
Oh, I don't care. Just do whoever.
Ed Sheeran?
Ooh!
Oh, no. Oh, the Grinch. I'm putting the Grinch.
The Grinch.
For one. And who's your celebrity crush right now? Leonardo DiCaprio?
Oh, my God. I'm almost his, like, almost passing what his age preference is.
I think you
are. I'll be 25 next year, so.
Oh.
I've got another year. And then I'll be left in the dust if that's my husband.
Oh, my gosh. I could put Parker on there, but maybe not. This is kind of.
That's not as fun. Taylor Swift. Please.
All right. Tay Swift. Okay.
Okay, we can do something else. We can do someone else.
No, it's fine. That's funny. Okay. a number of kids. How many kids? We'll do 10, 2, 13, and 25.
Okay.
Because you're 25, right?
I'm 24.
Well, whatever. job. I'm going to put mortician, Disney cast member.
Our favorite as a kid was like someone who went to go like pick up poop.
Poop picker upper. Poop picker upper. And a priest. No. What is that? What it's called for women? You could be a priest as a woman. I don't fucking know. A nun.
Okay. There's no good options there.
No. Disney cast member is dope. I was a Disney cast member. Wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Car. You're going to have a station wagon. A bus. What else? A Hummer.
Okay.
And last one. What's another one? A tractor. Okay. And right. Where are you going to live? We'll put our city. Because, you know.
New York.
New York. And I see the mountains. And a desert island.
Okay.
So partner, number of kids, job. Oh, salary. Last one.
Okay.
You're going to make $2 an hour. I mean, we're pretty fucking close to that. You're going to make $1.5 million per year. What's our minimum wage right now? $16.75 per month.
Is it $16.75 now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then a good one. We need a good one. Only $16.75 per month.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, wait. And then how much do you want to make per hour? Let's say $100.
Okay.
I'm just doing it. Okay, so I think that's it.
What okay, you just do like, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Ticks? Okay, ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, go.
Stop.
12.
Okay. Whoa, that was a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
All right.
Okay. Ready?
I'm all ready, right. Freddy.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're not going to have two kids. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're not going to live on a desert island.
Okay, thank God.
You're not going to marry the Grinch.
Woohoo!
You're not going to live in PG. You're not going to marry Taylor Swift.
Oh my God. It's the worst day of my life.
You're not going to live in New York. So you're going to live in the mountains.
Oh, that's Parker's dream.
Is it?
To live in the mountains.
So it was right. You're not going to have 25 kids.
Fucking thank God.
Well, it's between 10 and 13, so. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're not going to make $16.75 a month.
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're not going to be a poop picker-upper.
Oh, thank God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're not going to live in a house.
Shit.
I'd almost rather be a poop picker-upper than a nun or a mortician, to tell you the truth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12. You're not going to make $2 an hour.
Woohoo!
I've
only got good incomes now.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're not going to be a nun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're going to have 13 kids.
Shit! Well, wait, what was the other one that you just
finished
up? 10. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
1, 2.
Ooh,
you're not gonna marry it.
Okay, but his fatal flaw, Eric, is that he's fucking stupid.
I'd rather because, be with that than a serial
killer. No, me too. But in the movie, he like totally like mistakes Ariel for
because he gets put under a spell.
But like, I was just watching the new one.
Mm. We're not gonna talk.
I'm pretty
about
sure she
one.
Was like, "It was me the whole time" or some shit, and he was like, "Yeah, yeah."
Oh.
Maybe.
I
don't know. Now I can't remember.
All right.
I think I might have been kind of high watching it again.
You're going to be a Disney cast member.
Okay.
You're in the Disney theme. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ooh, you're not going to have a mansion.
Oh, so just an apartment or a shack? With 13 kids? Oh my god.
Hope you're not gonna have a bus.
One, two, three, four. If I also have to drive them around on a fucking tractor.
9, 10, 11, 12.
You better call. Oh,
fuck. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait,
five,
what?
Six,
what's
seven,
my car?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, an apartment at least. Maybe we can have like a penthouse.
10, 11, 12. Oh, you got it, good girl. Okay.
Okay, so we can have a nice apartment then.
So,
read me my fate.
So, Sam, you are going to be married to Prince Eric. Cool. You have 13 kids.
Awesome.
You are going to be a Disney cast member. Fuck. Driving a station wagon to 13 kids. Living in the mountains, but you're gonna make $1.5 million a year as a motherfucking Disney cast member. I don't think that ever happens.
No.
And you'll be living in an apartment.
Cool.
Good job.
Apartment in the mountains.
Yeah, that's the only weird one. And the station wagon's dope.
Yeah.
Cool.
Not when you have to fit 13 kids in it, like a clown car.
It's gonna be a clown car. Yeah, throw someone on the roof racks. Who cares?
Yeah. All right.
Cool. All right. Cool. That's it.
Well,
that was fun.
Thank you guys for listening to our
debauchery
crazy episode.
Oh gosh. Thank you so much, you guys. These last four have been great. These last four episodes have been awesome. We really appreciate everything. Thank you for, you know, listening to us and our craziness. Yeah. If you have any stories, please email us at sinisterandthesickening@gmail.com.
sinisterandsickening@gmail.com.
Oh, sorry, sinisterandsickening@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at the Sinister and the Sickening Podcast. Instagram is Sinister and Sickening. Come to our event October 27th. It's called A Sinister Affair. What else?
That's it. That's all there I think
that is. Please send us your stories. Please, please, please. I cannot wait for our next episode. We have a guest host. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'll be gone.
Yep.
Yeah, so Caitlin and...
our guest host. I don't want to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just in case, too. Yeah.
Thank you guys again for listening.
Thanks again for listening.
And I guess we'll see you in... well, on this I was going to say in 2 weeks, but yeah. Just in 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, if you come to our event, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we really want to see your faces. It'll be fun, and we hope that if this... is really good and popular, we'll do it again in the future. And
yeah,
I know we've only been doing this for like 6 weeks now, but it's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, if we don't see you guys, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Have a spooky season. Good spooky season.
And safe and spooky season.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.